Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Hey, it's Craig Gross. So on the XXX Church site, we have this button. It says panic button. And people reach out at all hours of the night and a range of questions. And man, sometimes it's stuff that keeps me up at night because you're just like, I can't believe this. Other times I'm like, oh, I heard this before. Or hey, we get this one a lot. And it really does help us here in the ministry come up with not just what we're going to talk about, but more than that, because we're trying to help you that are writing in, and then just what are areas that we keep seeing popping up. So one of the questions I get a lot, and it's like it's a question, but it's also then like an excuse or an answer within the question. And it's this. It's from a woman. Isn't porn use just a bad habit that he can stop doing if he wanted? And so, like, they're answering the question for me rather than just asking a question. Like, you're not hungry for dinner, are you? Like, you're basically telling somebody already that they're not hungry, but then you're asking them a question regardless. So, yeah, if he loved you more and you were more beautiful, he would stop. Like, no, that's not, like you're reading way too much into this and you're trying to solve his problem, which isn't your problem, is why you can't solve his problem, because it's his problem, not yours. It doesn't matter how much he loves you, how beautiful you are or aren't, what you look like or don't look like, what you do in bed versus what you don't do in bed. Sure, some of those things can affect your relationship, but if we're talking about the root of his porn habit or porn addiction, it started before you and it's going on with or without you. And so for a second, like, if you could detach yourself from this question, which is very hard to do as a spouse, because you're projecting, like, I do it too. Like, I eat two meals a day. Some days it was once. Most of the times it's because I just don't stop to eat. But, like, I went on a 40-day fast once. And I actually only made it 30 days. The guy I was with thinks I'm still going to hell because I committed to the Lord 40. You know, that guy. But I couldn't do it because I was going to wither away to nothing. But that taught me a lot about myself. Of like, when I see people that have problems with food, I'm not the biggest person in the compassion department. Because I went 30 days without eating. So I know that's physically possible for you to do. That you don't need to snack on Pringles and Cheez-Its in the middle of the night or make a Domino's run. But I guess the side of me would have some compassion knowing that it's deeper than that. Like, yes, you can stop, or you can have discipline and you can go without food, or you can eat in moderation, but it doesn't mean you will, or it doesn't mean that it comes as easy for you as it might for me. And so in that same regard, for you as a woman to think that your husband could just stop his porn addiction if he wanted to, you don't have a male brain. And I know that, like, obviously we get enough. Don't send me those emails if you're like, oh, yeah, we live in a world that tries to say men are the same as women, but they're not. Look at their body parts. Look at everything about a man is different than a woman. Yes, we have some similarities, but the male brain is way different. And so if you're saying, like, you're just assuming he can just stop, Just like I assume you can just stop eating or drinking or whatever. And yeah, I think all that to say is, like, you've got to take yourself out of the equation, because it's going to help you understand him more if you realize this has nothing to do about you. And even in your question is implying that, like, you don't understand this as much. And man, the visual nature of a man, I'm not saying that that's an excuse, but I'm saying it's a very difficult thing in a world that we live in today man, the temptations are all around us. Now, does that mean you have to pursue it? Does that mean that you have to, you know, go look at porn or go stay on that image or go take that second and third look? No. And so there's some things that he should do to honor you. But I think the way that you guys should approach this conversation is the more that you can understand what it is that's going on. When an image, it's like when my wife makes like cookies, like, I don't know, like we smell those and it's like, she always says like, don't eat it, it's too hot. Like that's the dumbest thing ever. Like, don't eat it, it's too hot. That's like the best. I'm like, I don't care, I'll burn the roof of my mouth because I came in because the smell is so good and now I just want to eat it. And I think this whole idea of like, the more you guys can understand that like, man, there's certain triggers and there's certain things in your life that are going to trigger you to go do something. And this world we're living in, there's all sorts of those opportunities that are coming at your husband that if it was as easy as just stopping, man, like where wouldn't be a need for Triple X Church or the 16,000 pages of content that we have? And so I say that to say, man, this is a journey. And part of that's going to be understanding you and your husband and the differences in what gets us and what gets you. And then how you can have some conversations that are safe, that help you understand him. And also he can be honest enough with you, but he can also work enough on these things on himself and with other people to go, man, maybe your wife's not your best accountability person or your best person to talk to about the struggle that you saw today at work. But man, knowing that your husband has that person in his corner and he's willing to engage with that person, that would be a key step. So I think, man, I'd recommend Four Women Only and Four Men Only are two of my favorite books. And what they will do is really help you understand, here's what's a woman's like and here's what a man's like. And I think we can approach each other. We're never gonna be the same, but man, if you're living with one or the other, it's gonna help you navigate your relationships better and understanding, man, what is a man thinking? What is a woman thinking? What happens when you say this to a woman, this is what she hears. And so I think it's just the more we can understand each other rather than just say, man, shouldn't you just be able to stop? And man, it's a lot harder than that. And I think, man, we gotta have grace, we gotta have compassion, and we gotta have more understanding with each other. So we got lots more on these topics and more this week at Triple X Church. So thanks for listening.
To the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.